On today's show, Eagles talent representative Christy Wilson, who recaps the Georgia MPI's Meetings Exploration Conference featuring Steve Ford and Bill Rancic. You're listening to the Eagles Talent Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Eagles Talent Speakers Bureau, for speakers who inspire, educate, and entertain. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Eagles Talent Podcast, and I'm your host, Sheldon Senek. If you'd like to learn more about Eagles Talent, whether you're searching for speakers or you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so at our website, eaglestalent.com. I recently caught up with our very own Christy Wilson, who attended the Georgia MPI conference. We talked about the speakers who Eagles Talent sponsored, as well as how she benefited as an attendee from the event.
So glad to have you joining us again. So you just returned from the Georgia MPI Meetings Exploration Conference. How was the conference over there?
Wow, that's all I can say is wow. What a great conference. I learned so much, and I was so lucky to be able to attend. The folks who put together this event really, you know, left no stone unturned, as they say. They covered every base. It was so well put together. And professionally, I was going down there looking forward to seeing the two keynote speakers we had on the platform and hopefully getting to meet some people. I never expected to walk away with so much great information. The breakout sessions that they had were so relevant to our business, to what's going on in the economy today, to the climate that's out there. And I have so much new information that I can't wait to put into practice at work.
So what is the general feel that you get considering the economy? And I think hopefully we're on a upswing.
Well, you know, I'm not a futurist or a forecaster, but what I think I walked away with is everybody's feeling really very positive that the economy is taking a great turn. Everybody is definitely seeing business starting to increase, and I'm happy to, you know, start off this new year on a new foot.
So Steve Ford kicked off the event. What was his message to the Gampy attendees?
You know, Steve Ford, what a great man. He is a storyteller, and he uses the broad range of experiences that he's had to communicate a message to people about how to get to the top with character. And he talks a lot about his experiences, you know, with his father in the White House, living that way, you know, which is so different than the way most people live. Yet, and yet, as he says, you know, behind those big white doors, we were no different than you guys are.
Right.
You know, our lives were just like everybody else's lives. And we have good things and bad things and ups and downs like everybody else does. But he really talks about the strength of family and how having a great family unit and having character can help to guide you and mold you into the person that you are. It sounds like, you know, from everything he said, he had some great role models in his mother and his father, and, you know, talks about some of the personal beyond the White House types experiences that he has had that are no different than experiences you and I have and our families have every day, and how he really used those to make positive changes in his own life. His message was great. It was really heartwarming. And I think what was so interesting about his message is he could speak to many different age ranges, and everybody walked away, I think, with one nugget that maybe touched one person but didn't touch another person.
Right.
You know, I walked away with something a little bit different than what you walked away with, because there was something inside of me that it really just touched personally. So it was a neat message in that regard.
The closing keynote speaker was none other than Bill Rancic. Was he everything the attendees were hoping for?
I think that Bill was everything the attendees were hoping for and more.
You know, I was following the tweets during the event, and just so many wonderful tweets from the attendees. And that was actually a lot of fun to follow the social media during the event. And as Bill was speaking and hearing, reading some quotes that people were actually, that Bill said, and you could tell that he impacted them, at least from what I saw.
Right. Absolutely. His message was just spot on for, you know, people looking to find business in places and in ways that they had never anticipated finding them. And I think, you know, that's where the game is today. You have to be a little bit different, a little bit creative, and really find opportunity where you maybe had never even considered looking in the past. And I think, you know, three of his pointers for people were practical execution, agility, and risk. And I think he, you know, shares through the stories of his life really a wonderful message about all three of those things: how to execute, how to be agile, and how to take risks. And I loved seeing him. He really just left me feeling so energized, and was I think everybody in the audience was feeling the same thing. He, you know, spent a lot of time talking to people after and taking photos with people after, and he took questions from the audience during the meeting, and it was great. It was definitely a high note.
You know, I think he's just one of those speakers, it seems, that not only has great content, but is inspiring at the same time, and that's hard to balance that.
I think you're absolutely right, and on top of those two great characters, he's also an extremely polished speaker, and I'll tell you what, he gets up on that stage and just makes it look so easy, like the Olympics,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right. Well, that's how they're supposed to do it. You know, that's why we always look at athletes and think, well, I could do that. And then when you try it, it's not so easy, not so easy. Were there any other speakers you saw who excited you?
I'll tell you what, there were so many speakers I wanted to see. I wish that this conference had gone on a few days longer because I just couldn't get to all of the different breakout sessions I wanted to attend.
Right.
The two that I was able to get to that really struck me, one was by a woman named Karen Purvis, and her presentation is how to write emails and construct them in such a way that people will respond to what you have to say. And what she, the term she has coined is develop response ability. And she herself has an interesting background. I believe she said she had a bachelor's in business administration and a master's in public policy and linguistics.
Uh-huh.
And she also has a background in improv theater. So
that's great.
You know, lots of great information to deliver and also a really energetic performance. And I loved everything she had to say. I wish I could have recorded it and listened to it again. It was so good.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you think of emails where it on the outside, it appears to be such a simple task of writing an email. But in this day and age, it's tough. I think we're so inundated with emails and how to write that email that you get to get a response. I'm sure it was well received at her presentation.
It was. I think people were really taken with the information that she had to offer. And, you know, she gave us really practical tips on how to write emails that stand out and will get a response 90% of the time. And some of it seems so obvious. You think, well, why didn't I think of that?
Right.
But when you hear her say it and the reason she says, you know, these solutions work, it seems to make a lot of sense.
And you said there was another speaker that...
That's right. You know, the other person I saw was Eric Olson, and he talked about social media and how to build buzz and, you know, specific for this audience, how to sell registration at events and how to use, you know, social media, which I think is really just media today, and how to do that. And so it was informative to me because I know a very small little bit about the different avenues that are out there, the mediums that you can use. And so seeing what he had to offer in the way of utilizing all of those was really fascinating, and I really want to, I think, learn a little bit more about it because I think this is just the way business is going. You don't have a choice.
Right. Well, Christy, thank you so much for following up and recapping the whole event, and look forward to more events with you.
Thank you so much. It was a great opportunity for me. I am energized and invigorated, ready to put some of these skills that I learned back into my business.
Thank you so much again for listening. Again, I've been your host, Sheldon Senek. If you would like more information about Christy Wilson or other Eagles Talent team members, you can do so on our website. Go to eaglestalent.com and the Meet Our Team section. You've been listening to the Eagles Talent Podcast.